Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Hey, welcome to Wednesday's show. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
I am back in the studio. I was in California for a couple days and back now. I'm all good. I got to see some reviews yesterday about my hosting on American Idol. Most of them were pretty good.
I feel like, yeah, same. I saw most things that I saw, and I was even getting emails from people. They're like, wow, like they were impressed.
Well, I didn't get to watch till later because I was West Coast, and I was like, yeah, it's pretty good. There are things I was like, I could have done better.
Of course, but you're going to find that.
Yeah, but I appreciate all the listeners for tweeting during the show.
I feel like a lot of people did the whole, like, who is this
who
guy?
Is this
Where
guy?
Did you find this, this guy? Bobby
yeah, yeah.
Bones?
B-Team was coming out hard. Yeah. So appreciate all of that. Here's my story that I'd like to start with this morning. So this woman, I have, like, something in her eyes. And she was like, something wrong with my eye. And she really couldn't tear correctly when she would cry. Like, a little bit would come out. But she was like, my tears are always dry. Turns out she had 4 bees living in her eyes, and they were that's what they were eating, was her tears.
Whoa.
They were surviving off her tears. She was taken to the hospital, where they were shocked to find 4 live bees feeding on her eye like it was a salt lick, because tears salt.
Oh.
She had swollen eyelids, was suffering from cellulitis, and but again, they didn't know that's what it was, but there were bees camped out in there.
Wow.
How did they get in there? Her ear hole?
I don't know they made that journey. I don't know if that was the pilgrimage they made.
I always get so scared. Yeah, I feel like, yes, when you're sleeping, things enter your orifices.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know that they went through her ears to get to her eyes. That probably just flew in her eye holes, right? As tiny, tiny
what?
Bees.
They're tiny?
Well, I don't think there are bumblebees in there. Think about the human eyes.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think there are 4 bumblebees.
I literally was like, how did she not know that there's like...
I don't think there's a hornet's nest in her eyeball.
Okay, I'm not a doctor.
You want to know what the menu is today?
Yes.
Sometimes I like to give the menu a little bit. The news quotes a Raging Idiots song.
Oh, mm-hmm.
That's right. Did you see it?
I did, and I was like, wow. Like,
I don't know about this.
Yes, the news.
I did not see this.
As a kid growing up, I always thought the news, like, news people were, like, so serious. But, like, news people, they're just like us.
The news quotes a Raging Eddie and my band, the Raging Idiots. They quote a Raging Idiots song on the air.
Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about.
That happens. You know, Eddie is singing the national anthem at the minor league baseball team. I think that announcement happens today, and we get to hear back the demo that he sent them.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do that. Also, our friend Adam Hambrick comes in to play a little music. We got a big announcement with him that he really doesn't know about yet, so hopefully he's not listening right now. It's so early, probably not listening yet.
Yeah.
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Turn it up.
Come on,
buddy. Okay. Justin Bieber wrote Haley Baldwin a poem. You mean read it to you?
Yes.
Sunlight falls into the abyss, just like I fall into your lips. Waves crash onto the shore. My love for you grows more and more. Sounds of the crickets, a true meditation. I think of you, God's greatest creation. As I fall into this blissful state, I ponder on how you're my soulmate. It's getting dark, too dark to see. A chilling breeze embraces me.
Wow, that is good.
He's really good. Eddie, you laughed when it first started. You were being a hater.
The first line is silly.
And I think any guy that gets vulnerable enough, even if it's the dopiest poem ever, gets vulnerable enough to write a poem for someone.
That's true.
There's just so much heart in that. Did you think it was good?
I mean, yeah, but you think he really wrote that?
Yeah, I do think
he wrote that. And he used a good word. Ponder, that's my favorite word.
Of all words?
Yeah, I think so.
So, what I did about an hour ago is I said to the show, hey, you all have to write a poem about someone on the show. And so we have our people. I have Amy. Amy has me. Eddie has Lunchbox. Lunchbox has Eddie.
Yes.
We do each
true
other.
Love.
Yeah.
Oh, get ready.
Amy, you ready?
Yeah.
I will go first. This is my poem for you.
Oh, I'm taking it in.
Okay. I don't think ponder's in mine.
Oh, no?
So, no. Sorry about that. Okay. Amy, this is my poem for you.
Oh.
Over a decade, we've been a team. Since you gave me that coupon for free ice cream. You're an awesome mom. You're the MySpace to my Tom. Your laugh is contagious. Your driving is outrageous. But without you, my life would worsen. Yep, on the air, you make me a better person. Even when your stories are hard to comprehend, you're my best co-host and my best friend.
Yeah! Come on!
Good stuff.
Woo! Suck it, Bieber. Amy, you got a lot of pressure following that.
I know. I feel like we have some of the same things happening.
Okay,
now.
Okay. And now Amy will read her poem that she wrote me.
My work spouse for like 13 years. So many laughs, so many tears. You have the biggest heart you will ever find. And you are also very colorblind.
Oh,
that's a good rhyme.
From Idol to Shark Week, we've been through it all. I still get chills when I see your mirror ball. Thank you for putting this team on your shoulders. I'm so very grateful for that day I met you at Culver's.
That's pretty good. Wow. And she bent a rhyme. Yeah. She bent a rhyme, too. Hey, wow, that was good.
Yeah.
Kind of makes me a little bit emotional.
Oh, my
God.
Me too.
That was good. Me too.
Lunchbox, that's a lot of pressure.
Oh, yeah, we got to go to these knuckleheads now. All right.
Okay.
So Amy and I wrote.
I cannot wait to hear what Eddie has to say about me. Oh, my goodness.
No, mine's sweet.
I bet.
Okay, so we'll let Eddie go first.
All right.
Eddie has to write one for Lunchbox, had to, and Lunchbox had to write one for Eddie. But Eddie, our video producer, are you ready to do yours for lunch?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, go
There's
ahead.
There's a lot of love in this one. Lunchbox, you have been with Bobby on this show the longest. But when we play music games, your answers are the wrongest. You call yourself the MVP, and the car you drive is so dirty. After your soccer games, you smell your socks. And now you have a kid you call Baby Box. And since you're the only one that empties out our recycling bin, I have to agree that all you do is win.
Oh, come on! Ah! This is the most loving segment that's ever happened.
Yeah. Told him I was sweet.
That was good.
That's
no, Eddie.
That's three sweet ones in a row. All right.
Dang. Here we go.
We left. You're the closer.
Hey, don't worry. I'm gonna bring the love. I'm gonna bring the love full circle.
You're the final act.
The final act. Let's close
the
it.
The headliner
down.
Of the poem.
Woo! Come on.
This is the poem. Yeah. Brigade. I don't know
what.
Poem. What do they do? Poem. Do they have any poem events? Like
you just said the word poem like nine times in a row.
Poem.
You
know,
like a poetry slam.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing?
Slam. Yeah.
We're poetry slamming.
Poem. 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 Poem.
Poem.
like a broken record. Poemity. Poem. 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 All right, here we go. And now, Lunchbox.
This is mine to Eddie.
Yeah. Go ahead.
To my friend Eddie, you're really funny. You love pizza with pepperoni and mushroom.
And mushroom.
I didn't know there was more. I didn't know he was doing like a.
You laugh at the rhyme?
But then he kept going mushroom. Okay, sorry.
Okay,
start again. My bad.
Okay.
To my friend Eddie, you're really funny. You love pizza with pepperoni and mushroom. That's why your stomach looks like a big balloon.
Oh, okay.
When I look into your dark eyes, it makes me realize you're so old, you could die.
What?
What? What is happening?
Just took a turn.
I wish you well, and I hope you don't go to hell. When you ring the final bell. That's it!
Okay.
That's sweet, dude.
Wow.
I mean, that was kind of like...
it's like
if you told a seven-year-old to roast you.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. A seven-year-old roast.
That was the most backhanded compliments in every...
What are you talking about?
He made fun of your gut.
My gut?
He said you might go to hell.
Yeah, I'm going
to
die.
No, I said, I hope you don't go to hell.
And he put a weird mushroom
in
there that he didn't need.
Like, just the pepperoni was fine.
Pepperoni.
Pepperoni.
And mushroom.
But I needed
mushroom.
I needed mushroom for balloon. Okay. Like I had to.
Mushroom.
Yeah, your rhyming scheme was a bit odd, but
it's different. Every poet has a different scheme and scandal and.
Shakespeare.
Suck it.
There it is.
Is he a poet?
By the way, I have one more for Morgan number two. We don't want to leave her out.
Oh,
we don't
want to
leave her out. Morgan number two. We don't want to leave you out here.
Your BFF.
Come on over here. Morgan number two, our head of digital. She's 25.
I know where this could be going.
I love you.
I know this is
going
to be going.
Oh, you think?
Hey, Blondie.
Think I propose here?
I want you.
All right,
like
Morgan number two. This is my poem for you. 5 feet in height, parties every Friday night. Newly single, going hard at the club, but like TLC, she don't want no scrub. A beast when she punches, orders mimosas when she brunches. 25 and sassy, intelligent and classy. Your friendship is like a treasure, one I hope lasts forever.
Dang.
There it is. Thank you very much.
That's so good.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That was awesome.
Thank you very much. Well, I believe...
And you didn't make fun of her belly or
die.
Go to hell.
She's old.
Good job, Bones.
Hey, listen, you all did a fantastic job. Wonderful segment. Wow.
Oh, man. I kind of want mine that you wrote me.
Oh, and... I just crumbled it away.
What?
Just know it... It's in my heart.
No, I want it. Where is it?
It's in the recycle bin that Lunchbox just put up.
Yep.
Right. Because all he does is win.
There it is.
Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to Raymundo in the glass room with the news this morning.
In Hollywood news, Lori Loughlin and her husband are now facing 40 years in prison, over $1 million in fines in that college bribery scandal. In Southern California, strong winds down trees and have left over 50,000 people without power. And finally, in recall news, more than 56,000 pounds of Bremer Classic pepperoni stuffed sandwiches and ham and cheese have been recalled. They have plastic in them. If you have them, take it back for a full refund.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So what happened?
So out on a walk again, like we normally do. Again, son's on the scooter and he's way ahead of me, and he stops at every corner where he may have to cross the street. He stops at the corner and waits, because that's the rule. Don't cross the street until
without
I catch
you guys.
Up to you.
Yeah.
Right. So I'm walking with some girlfriends. We're way behind. And I see this car turn the corner and then pull over. The woman gets out of her car and runs.
Wow.
She sees this little boy on a corner all by himself.
That's dramatic.
And she's thinking, where's your mom? So she's yelling, almost yelling at him, like, why are you out here by yourself? Where is your mom? And I'm like, from behind, I'm like, what is happening? My friends and I were like, what is going on? And I'm like, excuse me. And she goes, I'm not talking to you. I'm looking for his mom.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Amy has a black son.
Yes.
Amy's a white woman. So people often go, that's not the match.
Yeah. So he is black. I'm white. He's Haitian.
Oh, that too.
Yeah. So hold on, because it gets better.
Oh.
She goes, first of all, she points her finger at me. She goes, I'm not talking to you. I'm looking for his mom.
She so then, points a finger at you?
Well, like this, like, because she's very concerned about this situation.
Okay.
Almost like, you know, once she found out I was his mom, she was a little bit relieved, but also like, why is he standing on this corner by himself? And I'm like, I'm right back here. It's because he's on an electric scooter and he's ahead of me and he's awesome and he waits for me at each crossing. So anyway.
Are you friends with you?
Yes.
Do you guys want to jump her?
No, like but it just was, we were like, whoa, this is all very intense.
Yeah.
Because even if I saw an eight, like I get it. He's 8, almost 9, but he does look 4. So in her mind, she's probably thinking there's a 4-year-old on the corner or a 5-year-old. But really in my mind, I'm like, we're good. So I as I get closer, I'm like, no, ma'am, I am his mom. And then she kind of backs off a little bit. She goes, oh, and she goes, okay. No judgment here. I get it. My family has taken in people from Ethiopia.
No judgment here. Oh my goodness. What is happening?
And I mean, I was like, okay, just because he has an accent and he's black, like, he's from Ethiopia now. So it was just funny. Like, in my friends and I, it was just a good... It was a good moment because it had layers to it of like, she was freaking out. She pulled over. It's almost like she's out of breath. And then she put her finger up. I'm not talking to you. I'm looking for his mom. I am his mom. And then she's like, oh. Then she had to justify her act. She's like, oh, no judgment. You're white. He's black. It's okay. My family has people from Ethiopia.
What does that even mean?
I don't even know. But that was literally the last thing she said to me. And then she got in her car and she drove away. And we were all like, okay.
How many friends do you have with you?
4. It's our girl gang.
You're rolling deep on the street.
Yeah, we roll deep. It was 5, I guess, because Mary's in town.
People
so
shut the doors
us.
When they walk by. Shut the doors. They pull down their shades. Like, uh-oh, the girl gang's coming by.
Woodlums.
Yeah.
What's your color? Do you have a gang color?
No, but should we get one?
Yeah, like polka dot.
Yeah. Tie-dye's really in right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Bobby Bones Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Chris Jansen shared a fun photo of his hometown in Perryville, Missouri. There's a sign they put up in his honor that reads, "Welcome to Perryville, home of Grand Ole Opry member Chris Jansen."
It was really cool, and I was really proud for him. He couldn't be there when they, like, unveiled it, so he posted a picture of it. So that was neat.
That's awesome.
Lady Antebellum have a new single coming. It should be out in about a month. It's called What If I Never Get Over You, and they say it's going to be fresh but familiar.
Ooh, the two things I like, fresh and familiar.
Ooh.
Yes, and
Jason Aldean posted a photo on Instagram of him partying with Luke Bryan, Thomas Rhett, and Russell Dickerson. And the comments were hilarious because people were commenting on Thomas Rhett's shirt that had holes in it. So he wrote on the photo, "Hey Jason, can you buy me a new shirt?" And Jason responded, "I got you. New White Hanes coming up."
There you go. That's funny.
I'm Morgan number two. That's your skinny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
You know, Raymundo, who sits in the glass room, does our news, edits audio. Do you know he wants to be a songwriter now? Did you guys know this or no?
Eddie, no, Eddie, boy. Why? What is happening? Why?
I don't, do you know anything about music?
Yeah. Yeah, what? I know that there's writing included. There's musical instruments. There's singing. There's a lot of different parts.
Do you play a musical instrument?
You don't have to necessarily play an instrument.
Do you sing?
Nope. Neither that either.
Do you write?
I can write. And so I've been doing that a little bit with my buddy. We've met up at the bars. His name's Dodds. And so he's actually a musician.
Yeah? Do you have a clip of him?
Yeah, right there.
That's actually not bad.
Did Ray write this?
Is this a hit? Is it your hit?
No, that's his song. But so me and him, we were introduced through our girlfriends, his wife, my girlfriend, and they said, "Hey, he plays music." And I was like, "Well, I'm interested in writing." And he was like, "Well, all right." So we met up at a bar. We talk about writing. And then now we're trying to do some patio sessions. He's like, "Let's figure out the summer song that's going to be a number one hit." And I was like, "You want my help?" And he was like, "Yeah." So me and Dodds are going to try and write a number one.
Okay, so please, I tell you what, this
is
going
to be amazing.
This is going to get this guy on our show. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know that he would ever come on.
Yeah!
If you and him write a song, and you're actually, Ray, you have to actually write it.
I know. That's why he honestly wants to bring me on board, because he thinks that I have that perspective where I'm in the industry. I know what sells and hits and stuff.
Go, go write a song with this guy.
Yeah.
Just you two.
Well, we scheduled one thing at the bar, and we honestly didn't get a lot accomplished, but he said,
"You don't write at a bar. You go into a room."
That's you can write wherever you want. Creativity comes everywhere. You're struck by people.
But Bobby wants him to take it seriously.
Well, yeah, no, but Bobby wakes up from a dream and writes things down.
But it's hard to play music and hear music when there are lots of other external things happening around you.
Exactly.
Exactly. Okay, well, anyway, you write wherever you write.
He's got a house in a backyard, and he said that's usually where he'll sit down and write and stuff.
When do you plan on this write happening?
We want to do it every week. We want to meet up.
No, when are you trying to write this number one song? It takes a normal writing session is about 4 hours.
Ooh, all right.
And you go in, and you go, all right, you start tinkering, what's the idea for the song? And
summer.
Okay, it's summer, right?
Yeah.
And then you go, someone goes, all right, well, you start, some people are melody chasers, and, they go, and then you try to add words to the melody.
That's exactly what we're doing. We're bouncing off each other. We're spitballing.
Okay, bring in this... In the next 2 weeks, you and this guy named...
Yeah, his name's Eric Dodd. I call him Dodds.
Okay. You and Eric Dodd bring in a song that just you two wrote.
Okay.
About...
Summer.
Summer.
Yeah!
Are you singing too?
If he honestly thinks I'm slightly talented, then yes, I'll be background, but he's the main guy.
You have to do some background singing.
That's cool.
Okay, we got it. This is it.
Yeah!
I don't even know this guy, but this bit is so good to me that I'm bringing him in. Eric Dodd, you're going to write a song about summer, and you're going to sing background vocals, but it has to be the song of the summer. Like, you make sure when you can bring it in.
That's what I told him. I said, it's got to be big. We can't have crap. And so he's all on board. He's like, dude, I want my first number one.
How you feel about this segment?
I feel pretty good about it. I'm excited.
Got a couple weeks.
All right.
There he is. Eddie, what do you think about this?
Well, I'm so curious. I want to hear it now. Like, I can't wait to hear the background vocals.
Maybe we'll do an iHeartRadio world premiere.
Yes!
Every station. All right. Well, I now have a new favorite segment I'm looking forward to. All right, thank you, Raymundo.
Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's two identical twin brothers, Deontay and Deontre, and they're both top of their class. One of them is the valedictorian, and the other one is the salutatorian.
Now look at them. They go on to college together?
Yeah. Looks like they both got full rides to Ohio State University to study electrical engineering. And they want to minor in business and start their own electrical engineering firm once they graduate. So they plan on just staying together the whole time.
My bet is that salutatorian brother, the one that finished second, outperforms the valedictorian brother in college.
Yeah.
Because he's got a chip on his shoulder.
Yeah. So Deontay had a 4.5 GPA and Deontre only have 4.4.
Only. Oh.
Yeah. But in addition to their high school achievements, they both work two jobs and have more than 70 hours of community service. So definitely Those parents have got to be so proud.
Good for them. Well, that's a good story. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Ridgefield, Connecticut. There was a high school baseball game supposed to be played, but the field was wet and they couldn't figure out how are we going to dry this. So they said, got an idea. Go grab the gas cans, and they poured 24 gallons of gas on the field and lit it on fire.
Thinking the fire
would dry up the field.
Would dry the field.
Instead, it scorched the field. The fire department had to be called, and baseball game canceled.
Wow.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Bones. Folks, it's your buddy and mine.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
So here's the news. Talking about a Raging Idiots song here.
A song called Hobby Lobby Bobby, and it's in my head so much. He says, my name is Hobby Lobby Bobby. If you like arts and crafts, just call me. I can teach you origami. Anyway.
He's sitting at the news desk.
He's in a suit and tie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like a sports coat and a tie or whatever.
Our band, the Raging Idiots, which we're playing Bakersfield Saturday, and then we play Wichita coming up, but.
My name is Hobby Lobby Bobby. If you like arts and crafts, just call me.
This is one of the songs that I've just played on our radio, just on the radio a little bit. But yeah, crazy, huh? So shout out to Shane Ewing from Cake News in Wichita, Kansas, for singing Hobby Lobby Bobby.
That's awesome.
Isn't that funny?
And the other two co-anchors or whatever are looking at him like, what are you doing?
Yeah. It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
So there's an app called Uber. You push it. You say where you are, and a car will come pick you up. Kind of like taxi, but it's new. So for everybody that doesn't have an iPhone or a smartphone, that's what Uber is. And an Uber driver from Sacramento is facing burglary charges because he dropped off riders at the airport and then knew there was nobody at the house, and he went back and robbed them. Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I can't even. You have to start saying you don't live there. That's not your house. You can't trust anybody. Not even your Uber.
San Mateo police arrested Jackie Gordon Wilson, a 38-year-old Rancho Cordova man near Sacramento, because he picked him up, took him off, was like, well, guess nobody's there. I'm going to go back. Went back around and swiped him. They have surveillance footage. He ransacked the home.
Oh, my goodness. Because that's probably the first time he's done it. Right?
I don't know.
Or maybe it is, but.
But if you know nobody's home and you're a burglar looking for that.
Yeah, that's very opportunistic.
I was reading this story about wedding photographers. Because those are oddly expensive, right?
Yeah. Things like that you don't think would be that much would be like flowers, cake, photographer. That like eats up your entire budget.
Wedding photographers reveal the red flags they see at ceremonies that signal a doomed marriage. Because they go to a lot of weddings.
Yeah.
And they're like, these are the things that if we see it, we go, oh, this marriage's probably not going to last.
Oh. Okay.
You ready?
Like? Yeah.
Well, like whether there was proper cake etiquette. Meaning, sometimes one of them, usually the groom, will force cake all over the other's face and embarrass them and upset them. I've seen it happen a handful of times, and they talked to a bunch of photographers, and most of them said that's a signal that the relationship isn't going to last a long time. They take the cake and slam it in their face.
Oh, I'm screwed.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Shut it right in my wife's face, and she did not want it. She wanted a classy here in your mouth, but I've told you for years, if you don't shove the cake, you're a sissy, and you set a bad precedent for the relationship, the marriage, so you got to shove. And my grandma even told me, I know you're not going to disappoint me, and you're going to shove that cake. And I shoved that cake.
Was she mad at you?
Oh, she was not happy. Not happy.
For how long?
About 30 seconds. I was like, it's your wedding. Get over it. Let's go. Let's go have a good time.
You've always been a romantic. I like that.
So sweet.
So sweet.
And I probably gave her a little tongue, too.
What? With the cake?
Like, to get over it. Like, get over here.
Oh, that's how you get. That's how you help her get over things? Yeah. She's really mad that you didn't. I can tell you, if I'm really mad, that's not going to work.
Yeah, if I make it worse. Number two, these photographers are saying, if these happen during the wedding, bad news, because they see a lot of doomed marriages. It's having an outdoor wedding.
Oh,
why is that?
Yeah, why? I don't.
Well, one of the photographers said that if it happens at a park, even specific parks they go to where people are doomed, because sometimes they get that park the last minute. Like some of these outdoor places, you can get a lot easier than you can some of the indoor places. And they go, well, it just shows too, they probably weren't working that hard to get that venue.
Oh, it's just like, we got to just take what we can get. We're throwing this together.
Other professionals chimed in to say they distrusted any sort of outside venue.
Oh! Anybody get married outdoors here?
Mm-mm. No, but...
You're all set. Yeah, you're okay, all good. Safe. Hey. Congratulations.
All right, I wanted outdoor wedding.
Yeah?
I did.
And?
Wife vetoed it. She picked a church.
Finally, if you have a bad fight on the day of the wedding, they say weddings are notoriously stressful for the bride and groom. Having a terrible fight tends to be a bad omen on the day. Sometimes they have to Photoshop a smile onto people, they say, because they'll be fighting so bad and they do their picture. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Isn't that hilarious?
Photoshop a smile? I don't even know they could do that.
They can do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. They can do anything. Well, those are the three there. And so if you're 3 for 3, our sympathies. That stinks. Well, there you have it.
The Bobby Bones Show.
The big tease was, it's the biggest moment in Lunchbox's baby's life. How old's your baby?
8 months old.
All right, hit me with that baby box update.
Baby box update.
Guys, my baby has done so many amazing things, but after 8 months, he slept through the night. Didn't wake up, went to bed at 8:30 p.m., and didn't wake up till 5 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. Oh, is it good? Is it good?
That's awesome.
That is unbelievable. And not only did he do it one night, he did it two nights in a row.
Wow. Wow. The sequel.
I am telling you what, like one night you're kind of excited, like, okay, this is it. We're on to something. Maybe it was just a fluke. He does it two nights in a row, and we are ready to have a party. Woo!
Do you feel like your baby is smarter than other babies you see around the same age?
Oh, yes. He is so advanced. So advanced. He knows how to do so many things, and he talks, and he points at things, and he knows what he wants. And other kids, they just have drool coming out of their mouth.
He talks?
Yeah. Like, what does he say?
Well,
that talking?
I brought the clip in where he said dada.
But we listened to it. We never heard dada.
Yeah, well, I'm around him, so I understand him.
Oh,
because I'm around him so much, I know what he's saying.
Well, congratulations. The biggest moment in baby's life.
And let me tell you, my wife is so much happier because she gets more sleep. Her sleep isn't interrupted in the middle of the night. So we are, a happy household. Baby box slept through the night, two nights in a row. Let's party.
Oh, wow, party.
Party time.
Wait, is the baby still in your bedroom?
No, baby moved out like a month ago. And I think that's what he was waiting for. I think he wanted his independence.
Oh.
And he was like, listen, I don't want to hear what your mom and dad are doing. So if you could move me to my own room, that would be great. And we move him. And a couple weeks later, what do you know? He's sleeping through the night. That's all he wanted. He wanted his own space.
Anything else going on with the baby? How's life?
Oh, man. Everything's good. He got his first ear infection, so I had to take him to the doctor, and he had to take a little medicine. He had to take that. Hey, do you guys remember the pink medicine that kind of looked like Pepto-Bismol as a kid?
Antibiotics.
Yeah. And I sniffed it one time, and I was like, man, that brings back memories. And so I had to give him that.
Smell like gum? Bubble gum?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. And I did a little syringe, and you squirt it in his mouth, and he loved it. He was like, eating it up.
Do you have to take him to get shots ever?
I'm the only one because my wife works. So during the day is when his appointments are. So when it's shot time, dad gets to be the bad guy and he goes in there and gets shot.
Oh, do you think that you're seen as the bad guy because you take him when it's shot time?
Oh, for sure.
He associates you with that.
He associates me with the guy that's going to, stick these needles in my arm because mom never does anything where it's painful.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And no,
are you
not
changing diapers?
Of course I change diapers. Dude.
What's the ratio?
Oh, I don't know. 2 to 1. Because she's there in the morning when he wakes up, so she has to change the diaper. Then he's at daycare a lot of the day, so I don't have as many opportunities to change diapers.
So 2 to 1 her. She's changing 2 to 1?
Yeah, she's probably changing more.
Is it gross, though, even though it's your kid?
Oh, it's disgusting. Like people,
oh, it is.
Yeah, and like when he goes the second part, not number one, but the other one.
Yeah, we get that.
Number two.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I still have to cover.
You can say the number. Yeah.
I have to cover my nose and everything because it stinks. People are like, oh, it doesn't smell, it's your baby. Oh, yeah, right. It still stinks. It's gross.
How are your dogs with the baby?
Great. Don't care. Like, I mean, he loves my dog. Like, he sits there and reaches for it, tries to pet the dog. Dog will lay right next to him, and he uses it as a pillow. He loves it.
Look at this. There you go. There's your baby box update. Yeah. Biggest day of the baby's life. Hit me with that baby box update, Raymundo.
Baby box update.
All right, there you have it.
the Bobby Bone Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this man in Washington, D.C. was locked out of his iPad for more than 25 million minutes, which equals 48 years.
But what happened?
After his three-year-old tried to use it. So the three-year-old was on there trying to, like, guess the code. Well, the iPad disabled, and then it said try again in basically 25 million minutes.
Did that three-year-old just play with the numbers for a couple
like,
of hours?
The guy was so confused. He took a picture, posted on Twitter, and he's like, what in the world? So some people were like, hey, I don't think there's anything you can do. Here's some links that might help you. And then he found out the only answer is to completely reset his iPad. And the Apple website said, if you have it backed up somewhere else, then you're good to go. If not, you have to accept the clean slate. Like,
oh,
it,
really?
Yeah.
Did he have it backed up? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you guys back up your stuff or no?
No.
Not ever. Always. Mm-mm, I should. I bought one of those. Last time I bought my computer, the guy suckered me into buying a hard drive.
Mm-hmm. Suckered you into?
But it actually is the smart thing to do, mm-hmm. especially because I spill things and drop things, but... I have yet to use it.
I back up stuff about every 3 months, so not as much as I should.
You have it like in your calendar, like backup day. I'm just asking.
No, I should.
Wow.
But I usually know on the 3rd it's backup day, and I just see what month it is. Okay. The 3rd is always the day when I look at things.
That's good. I'm genuinely asking for like a tip, because like
I always put things on certain days. Oh. Like I know on the 3rd there are all these things that I do on the 3rd of the month.
I don't think I knew this about you.
Well, I mean, you kind of did because you just said you put it in the calendar because you knew.
Well, I knew you did the calendar thing, but I didn't know on the 3rd was the day that you like check and see if you did X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm.
Lots of catch-up stuff. What else?
So 63% of Americans think that cursive is still a valuable skill, and 14 states still require it. So then I was like, oh, wait, it's not a requirement in every state. So some states just they don't teach cursive anymore.
Why are we teaching cursive?
Exactly.
Why don't we teach people how to balance a checkbook?
I know.
I've had this whole talk with our listeners before.
But even that, I mean, it's all about auto pay and calculators and...
Okay, let's teach people coding. Let's teach people actual skills so when they go out and it's time to have a job, that they will have these skills. Because one, college is not for everybody. And two, in college, you should have been taking some of the junk that we end up having to take. But yeah, I got on a whole thing about trigonometry last time and every math teacher hit me up. But I'm just saying, if you don't need trigonometry in your desired field, you should not have to take trigonometry or any sort of advanced math. I took dumb algebra, and then I took advanced algebra. I don't even say words that are with ALG, much less do any sort of math.
Right. And algae. Sometimes
they'll say
chemistry.
Algae, though.
Yeah, rarely,
sometimes,
though.
But rarely, yes.
The benefits of cursive would be it helps kids develop their motor skills, and writing things down reinforces what you've learned, and you can do that faster with cursive.
Okay. I mean, I tend to thumb wrestle to remember my motor skills. All right, what else?
And lastly, this former lawyer, he's 58 years old, and he has been arrested for stealing $300 worth of goods from Kmart just days after paying $8 million for a private island in Key West.
Oh,
what?
I saw this. How much he spent on the island? $8 million
for the island,
right.
$300 from Kmart. But here's what he did. He bought products from Kmart and then returned them and asked for cash back. But so like, he bought a coffee pot, took the coffee pot home, took the coffee pot out, put a basketball in the coffee pot box, then returned it. They didn't open up the box and they gave him cash back. So he returned a basketball.
Yeah, after he paid millions for an island.
Crazy.
Yeah.
There had to be some kind of thrill in that for him, more so than it be about the money.
His net worth is over $15 million. So this is like, he's like a klepto.
I would also say that he spent a little too much money on that island if his net worth is $15 million.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what's the rule on that?
Well, you don't go spend an $8 if you're worth $15. It's like if you have $20 in your name, you don't go spend $10 on a meal. You only got $20.
Oh.
You don't spend over 50%. Maybe I need to sit down with this guy. Give him some Rich Dad, Poor Dad. You ever read that book?
I haven't, but I've heard it's good.
Yeah. I mean, if you grow up poor, it's the greatest book ever.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to read and to grow poor. So nailed it.
Perfect.
Find me an island next week, folks.
Perfect book.
All right. Is that it?
Yeah, maybe. That's my pile.
Thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Samantha Rodriguez is doing the best she can. She has 5 siblings that she's raising ever since her parents passed away, trying to put food on the table, get them to and from school, doesn't have a car. Someone in the community noticed how hard she's been working, put a little Facebook post up, and someone donated a brand new car so she could help ease the burden. Yeah.
Wow, love it.
Just donated a car, just like that.
Yeah, and they didn't even tell them their name.
Oh, because Lunchbox is all about...
Yes, which is Lunchbox. He's always blown away by people not taking credit for stuff.
Yes, because like when I do Tell Me Something Good, and I'm talking about them down in Orange County, Florida, I want to be able to be like, hey, Jimmy, thanks for giving Samantha a car, but no.
Is that what you want, to acknowledge someone else, or that you want to be acknowledged if you ever do something?
If I ever do something that big, I want to be acknowledged.
That's what it's all about?
That's what it's all about.
And that's what it's all about. There you go.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Over to Amy. It's joke time. Wait, hold on. Everybody in the studio. Do you guys want to laugh or no?
Yeah!
All right, good. Good. We're ready.
The morning corny.
How does a scientist freshen her breath?
How does a scientist freshen her breath?
With experiments.
Huh. Yeah, that's pretty good. Yeah, I like that one. Yeah, experiments. Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that one.
That was the morning corny.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, the headline is, a mother, 39 years old, is engaged to her son's best friend, who's 18.
What? No. No, no, no.
Yeah, and he popped the question 2 months after they dated. But the teenage boys insist they're still best of friends. I'm going to tell you guys this. If I had some friends, and they were dancing on my mom, then no way we could be best friends. Because every argument would end with them going, guess who's with your mom? Or, I'm your dad now.
Oh my gosh. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh no.
Who's your dad?
Wait, I need to see these people. How can I Google this?
Well, Mike mom. B will show you. Chase Gabbard, 18, from Kentucky, met Jamie Brown, 39, when he was 11. He was best friends with her son.
Oh my gosh.
Are you seeing him?
No, but 11?
No, they didn't start dating at
11. I know, but I mean, I'm just processing all of it as you say it.
He was best friends with her son, Jace, but he often went jogging with the mom. When he turned 18, Chase realized he was attracted to the mom. Yeah, right.
Okay.
Listen, my assumption is there's probably something going on before it. Just assumption. I don't know anything that led into this. And he kissed her. And now they go on double dates.
Oh, my gosh.
With the son. That's just so weird that they're the mom.
The guts that this kid has.
Exactly. Like, I mean, to make a move on your best friend's mom.
Do you see a picture, Amy?
What?
What do you see? What do you see?
I see, like, no. I see a little boy. And, I mean, he's 18, I guess. But she's... So that's me.
Don't hate the player.
Okay, y'all, do you understand that that's me dating an 18-year-old? Me. She's 38, right?
It could happen.
39.
Okay, yeah. Could you imagine if I was like, hey, guys.
I mean, love is...
I'll say it.
Love is love is love is love.
She does look a little younger than her age. Or it could be filters. It could be filters.
Come on, Bones.
And then
let me say this.
Say it.
I went on a date with someone who definitely was in her 20s, but even way above 18. But even I felt like, I wonder if this is okay. Mm-hmm. And I was later told by Amy it was. Well, your friend too were like, oh yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, but we were like, but it's probably not going to really go anywhere.
Right, and this is way different than that.
Mm-hmm. Way different.
Way different than that.
Yeah, they're
very
engaged.
Different.
Yeah.
And you're not somebody, you're not the dad of her best friend.
That's true, too. That's true.
That just adds another level of ugh.
Well, congratulations, happy couple.
Yeah.
Hey, but we can't hate on love. It's legal love, right?
Right. Love is love is love.
Legal
is
love.
Go. On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Hembrick.
He doesn't know he's about to be asked to play the Grand Ole Opry.
Oh, okay.
There he is. Come on. There he is. Look at this guy. Adam Hambrick. Every time I look, you're somewhere in a fancy establishment playing fancy music.
Fancy music. That's the first time I think anybody's ever referred to my music as fancy.
Look at this guy. Right now you can check out this song.
And drinking out every moment till it's gone. Just rocking all night long.
I do like that song.
Thank you.
It's a good one.
Thanks, man.
I'm going to play that coming up in a second. Hey, that song, like, what's that about?
That song?
Yeah.
You know, the answer, the media answer is, I like to tell people it's a song about the moments that are too good to sleep on. That's true. It's about the way you make memories when you're a kid, and those memories happen late at night, and you think you get too old for that kind of thing, but you still make those same sort of memories when you're older. They just look a little different. It's a little more poopy diaper oriented and a little less Miller Lite oriented. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Isn't it funny too that we don't really know how good the moments are while they're happening? It's kind of only when we look back at them and go, like that. Because for me, like my best moments were when I was struggling.
Yeah.
Especially in radio. And I was 18 or 19 years old. That's when I had the most fun. The whole world was out there. I didn't have any. I was eating ramen noodles every night.
Sure,
but
sure.
It was the best time of my life because everything was out there up for grabs at that point. And I wish I would have just appreciated that then.
Yeah.
Instead of being hungry.
Yeah, and even on the other side of like when you come to the other side of those moments, there's like this pride of, man, that sucked, but we made it through. Now we're here. And then because you're always making it through something to the next thing, and you always kind of like romanticize on the backside of things, you know.
You know, I want to say this too. And Adam came and we've talked about this, but just one of my favorite stories is Adam Hambrick, who's with us now, was playing on the local news in Little Rock, KATV, which is my local news station. And he was playing the morning news, like local morning news has the local people come play a song.
Yep.
What were you promoting?
I did a record on my own back home in Arkansas. It was called Fighting from the Ground.
Is any good or no?
There's a couple songs that I still don't mind playing if like people request them at shows and stuff.
And Justin Moore was watching and goes, that guy's good. Next thing you know, Adam writes the number one song for Justin Moore, moves here, all because Justin Moore saw him on the news.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
What was that Justin Moore song?
Somebody Else Will.
Just give me a little. Just give me a little taste of that. Are you tuned for it or no?
I got. Give me a sec. Here we go. Okay.
Just a little bit. Adam wrote this one. Hey guys, so because of licensing rules, we can't play anything with music on this iHeartRadio channel or podcast anymore. But you can go to BobbyBones.com to see it. We hate that we had to take it down. It wasn't our decision, but I just wanted to keep you up, and we wanted to keep up as much as possible. So go to BobbyBones.com to watch or hear whatever you're missing right now, and thank you for listening to the show, and sorry about all the legal stuff. Mr. Bobby Bones. Yeah. You know, because I kind of know some of the Hambricks.
Yeah.
I kind of know your family a little bit. I brought your mom up. She's on the phone. Did you know this?
No.
Yeah. Hey, Beth.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. What are you doing, Mom?
I texted her and I was just like, hey.
How did I what? I don't know.
We text all the time.
You text? My mom must have stole your number out of my phone. Here's started accosting you to play my song.
Well, Mom, how are you doing, Mom?
I'm doing very well. How are you?
I'm really good. Adam is doing Adam Jam at Whiskey Jam, which is a special version happening in Nashville on April 22nd. Do you know about that Adam Jam?
No, I haven't heard that one yet.
Will you tell her what this is about?
Well, we're just doing a special version of Whiskey Jam with, it's all dudes named Adam, and there's going to be a lot of
fun.
Is
that right?
Yeah, me and Adam James and Adam Sanders, Adam Siren, and there's a couple
Adam
more.
Duritz?
There's
Adam West?
Fingers crossed. Yeah, but Adam James, just a bunch of great songwriter friends and good dudes playing songs. Are you going to come, Mom? You going to show up to Nashville?
I don't know. We'll see.
Well, okay, so that's what you thought you were coming in to talk about, right? Now, have your mom on the phone. Hey, Mom, would you like to tell Adam why he really came in?
I would love to.
Go ahead.
We just wanted you to know that we are coming to Nashville on the 11th because you are going to play at the Grand Ole Opry.
On Saturday, May 11th.
Saturday, May the 11th.
You'll be making your Grand Ole Opry debut. Adam is he's tearing up right now, and rightfully, he's here. How do you feel, Adam?
It's hard.
Yeah. Yeah. We just got news today. My papa passed away, and I was really hoping that he'd get to come to see that whenever that happened. Do what?
He was coming. He was going to come with Uncle Dan.
Oh.
He was coming. Man. But we are excited.
I'm so excited. That does not damper any excitement.
Well, and he would be so proud of you.
I've never in my entire life been so
excited and so just sad in the same breath. My papa, he I tell the story. He gave me my first guitar. It's a 1960s Gibson B25, and I have beat the heck out of that thing through the years, and I love playing. It's my favorite guitar to play. And he gave it to me, and a lot of I guess all of my musical guitar playing, songwriting, it all kind of starts with that. And so that's, so it'll be really special to play that guitar on the Opry.
Mm.
Yeah.
He was proud.
I know he was. I always loved talking to him and telling him what I was doing. A couple weeks ago, he called me randomly just to say hi, you know, and which he didn't do a lot, you know, like. But he called me. We were talking, and I got to tell him about going to London. He said, "Man, that sure is far away." You sure? You know, just like hearing him, hearing his response to all the stuff is, anyway. It's really, really cool.
Brother, he may not be like physically in a seat, but you know he's gonna be there.
Yeah, yeah, he is. He was he's a great man, and he was tired. He ran his race. So yeah, I'm proud to be his grandson.
Well, you will be playing the Opry on May 11th. Your family, by the way, they all already know.
And we're all coming.
Oh, my gosh.
The whole state of Arkansas is coming, buddy.
The whole state. They got enough seats in that place?
We're going to be yelling Woo Pig Suey in the middle of all your songs.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, listen, I wanted to bring your mom on, and I wanted her to tell you.
Oh, Bobby, thank you.
Thank you so much.
And I wanted to tell you.
Yeah.
I wanted to, you know, you're my dude, man.
Thank you so much.
Well, Beth, I'm going to talk to Adam a little bit more here.
All right.
But I appreciate you coming on and doing that with us.
Love you, Mom.
Thank you for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Talk to you soon.
Okay, thanks.
Right, bye-bye. I'll text you tonight. What? Oh, I didn't know you guys could hear that. I know you guys can hear that.
Oh, buddy. Oh.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Yeah, you have every right to be emotional. Sorry about your grandpa. I knew he had passed away.
Yeah.
That's gonna be so cool playing his. If I can be self indulgent for a second.
Yeah, of course.
It's gonna be so cool playing his guitar up there.
It is.
My grandmother adopted me and raised me. My first time at the Opry, because as a comedian ish, you're not supposed to
comedian ish.
As a comedian,
I know what you mean.
You're not really supposed to cover other people's jokes.
Yeah.
But I did, and I said, this is my grandmother's favorite joke, and I told the Jerry Clower joke at the Opry my first time because I felt like that was so special to her, because I wouldn't be here, without her, and so I think you're gonna have a lot of that when you walk out on the Opry.
Oh man, the 11th. That's so soon.
May 11th.
May 11th.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I thought she said April 11th.
No, she just said the 11th. It was got a little tricky.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to go in like, no, say May. Okay.
Okay. Okay, I got a little more time to, you know, mentally, emotionally, physically prepare. That'd be great.
Adam Hambrick is here. Look at this guy. Anyway, I'm really proud for you. I'm proud of you.
Man, thank you. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Adam Hambrick.
Been an emotional day for our buddy Adam here. Just got told he's going to play at the Grand Ole Opry. Saturday, May 11th. He's got his mom on the phone. It was a whole thing. We played a song, Rockin' All Night Long.
Drinking up every moment till it's gone. Just rocking all night long.
I could not be a bigger fan of this guy. He's written songs like How Not To for Dan and Shay and Somebody Else Will for Justin Moore. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at this. How about this one?
Somebody Else Will.
There it is.
Sounds like a hit.
Yeah, it was. That's right. He wrote this one. The guy just writes all these songs. That being said, he's going to play a song he did not write right now. And we're in the vein of all of April's been kind of throwback 90s country.
Yeah.
Adam's like, I got one. And I was like, what are you playing?
Queen of My Double Wide Trailer by Sammy Kershaw.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good one.
It's one of my all-time favorites.
Yeah. So Adam Hambrick in doing some Sammy Kershaw this morning.
That's one of my favorite songs from the 90s right there.
Yeah,
there
it is. Good one. And sometimes you forget about that one.
I know. And yeah. I feel like in the age of country resurgence, like the age, 90s country resurgence, like this should be right up there with everybody's.
And you brought it back. All right. Let me say. That's Adam Hambrick. You can follow him on Instagram at Adam, H-A-M-B-R-I-C-K.
Adam, like a ham and a brick.
Brick. Ham and a brick. Adam Hambrick. Rockin' All Night Long is the song. Drinking up every moment till it's gone. May 11th, making his Opry debut. Look at this guy. How often do you... You're not even going to see... You're going to walk out there, and you're not even going to be able to look in the crowd. And it's just going to look like a blur. It's going to look like this. Yeah.
The visual version of that.
Right. And then the second time, you're like, oh, I can actually see there's humans out there. I cannot. It is going to be so good. It's going to be so fun.
So special.
I'm so happy for you. Sorry about your grandpa. It's going to be so cool to play his guitar though out there.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Well, I have all these emotions for you right now. You're a friend. I'm happy we got to do this. I'm happy your mom's on the phone. I'm happy you played that song. I'm happy that you still wear your glasses. You didn't change.
That's right. That's right.
Harry Potter glasses for life.
For right. life.
We're going to go. That is Adam Hambrick. And on the show, we'll come back. But what are you doing now?
That's a good question. I'm gonna go eat some food.
Okay, he's gonna go. He's gonna go eat food.
Food and coffee. All right. All right.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
This dad was arrested for breaking a bunch of traffic laws, for speeding, for running stop signs, for all these things, and nobody got hurt. But he was doing it because he was rushing his 1-year-old daughter to the hospital. She was choking on a penny. He was trying to get there in a hurry. He also did not have a valid driver's license. So what he does, he speeds there. Nobody gets hurt. Takes the baby in. She ends up being okay. They got the penny out of her throat. And here you go. Here's where the good news comes in. The nurses bonded him out.
They got the money together and...
He pulled into the hospital. He was taken into custody because cops were right behind him. And the nurses took the money, put it all together, and bonded him out of jail.
Wow.
Come on, and nobody got hurt. Like, I don't like you running lights and stuff because I don't want... But if your kid's choking...
Yeah.
Like, it's go time.
Yeah, you gotta go. Like, sorry.
And then the nurses said, he didn't have any money, we'll get him out. Love that story right there. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone,
come on. My jam, Old Town Road, is the shortest number one song since 1962.
I got the horses in the bag.
The whole song is at 1 minute and 53 seconds long.
I got the boots black and mag. Riding on a horse.
Hey.
You can whip your Porsche. I've been in the valley. You ain't been up off that porch.
Now it ties all. I have the all-time list here. At number 3 all-time, that's where this one is, is He's So Fine from the Chiffons. See if you know this.
Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang. Do-lang, do-lang. He's so fine. Do-lang, do-lang, do-lang.
You know the song?
Why do I know it?
Oldies Radio.
It's cool. A jam.
Cool 95 here with the oldies, and this is the Chiffons from 1956. All right, Blue Girls, take it away. I'd have been such
You're
a good...
perfect for that.
Yeah. Come on out, Chiffons, number 2. All right. Number 2. It's the second shortest number one single of all time. I'm Henry VIII, I Am from Herman's Hermit.
I love this song.
Yeah. I'm Henry VIII, I Am. Henry VIII, I Am, I Am.
Henry VIII, I Am. Henry VIII, I Am, I Am. I got married to the widow next door. She's been married
seven times. I love this part. Henry!
I don't know this.
You don't know that one?
No.
Cool 95 coming at you with Henry VIII, I Am. It's Herman's Hermits. Now, you may wonder how many hermits are in Herman's Hermits. We don't know either. All right, here it is, number 2. And the number 1, here we go. This is the shortest of all time. Clocking in at 1 minute and 36 seconds from 1960. From 1960, it's the shortest number 1 of all time. It's Stay from Maurice Williams and the Zodiacs.
Stay. Just a little bit longer.
Yes, it's from Dirty Dancing. They would like Dirty Dance down in the club. Like, Dirty Dancing was not allowed the way these people danced in this underground.
It was dirty.
Like, this song would come on and they're doing all kinds of things you should not see.
Oh, where's the 60s? Just a little bit longer.
That's pretty interesting. Well, there you go.
I got the horses now, in the bag.
This song here, if you consider the Billy Ray Cyrus version country, which is right here, it's the first country song to go number 1 on the Hot 100 since Carrie Underwood 14 years ago.
Till I can't no more, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the bag.
stock is attached. Your kids like this one? Yes, kids?
My kids love this song.
Oh, I think I need to introduce them to it.
Yours don't know it yet?
Not yet.
Eddie, yours?
Oh, they won't stop. They're like, oh, play it, play it, play it. I guess because they heard it on the show. Yeah. They love it.
Bobby Bone, come on. You can always send us email. Amy, let's open the mailbag.
Bobby's mailbag.
What's the question?
Hey, Amy, I was hoping you could pass a question along to Bobby in the show. I'm currently dating, and I have noticed so many guys' go-to line is, let's grab a drink when planning a first date. As someone who doesn't drink very much, it's tricky to navigate. I know Bobby doesn't drink at all, so what does he do when the go-to first date suggestion is to grab a drink? Thanks, Samantha.
That's a good email question. I'd also like to bring in Morgan number two, who's 25 and also going through dating at a little younger age here. So I'll say first that I think let's grab a drink is the standard. Hey, not too much pressure. You don't have to invest too much in the night. It's an easy get-to-know-you line. I don't think that's a weak way out. Actually, I think that's kind of a, hey, I'm going to respect you and say, hey, let's just have a drink because you can get out of this pretty easily. Okay. That makes sense? Morgan, how do you feel about that?
Yeah, no, I think that's true. And I think an easy way to kind of flip that is instead be like, sorry, I can't do it at night, but I can meet you for coffee.
Oh, you mean if there's a drinking part?
Yeah, if you're wanting to not do drinks, it's an easy switch over to still do drinks, but during the day.
So for me, it was more about the question at first, like, let's do drinks. Like, to me, I don't think that's a cop-out at all. I know that's a standard line. That's not a cop-out at all. But also, for me, I don't drink, and if someone says that to me, I can't do coffee a lot of times. So I'll just go, and I get there early, and I get a fake drink, because I don't mind telling people I don't drink. But then they're like, why don't you drink? And I'm like, well, everybody died from drinking and drugs, and I don't want to do that. I know. That's just not for me. And if you go, hey, I don't drink, they start to act differently around you. And they go, well, I'm not going to drink then either. No, that's not the point of it. The point of it is, let's just have a good time and talk. Most people can have a drink, and that's kind of the lubrication to make the talking easier. What I do, I get there way early, get a fake drink, tell the bartender, hey, keep them coming. Don't mention that it's not a drink. Sometimes they'll go, hey, what are you drinking? And I say something like, oh, I'm just taking it easy tonight. I told the bartender to keep it light. You know, you just say things. And then you can say it if you feel comfortable. But I always find if I do say I don't drink that it turns into more of a, oh, it turns into about me. I don't want that.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do I do it? I get there early. I order. I have a deal with the bartender. I say, hey, I'll tip you good on the backside. And then they just keep them coming. Sometimes the person will go, let me taste your drink. I let them taste it. I'm like, sometimes I go, it's a little strong. And they'll drink it and go, it is strong. You just tell people things and their mind automatically feels that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if someone says to you, Morgan number two, let's have a drink, what do you say?
I'll go. I agree with you that it's really casual and it's an easy way to meet somebody and kind of either pursue a second date where it's like dinner and something longer. So I'm totally with you. If you don't drink, I would say go for a coffee date or try and flip it to something else a little more casual.
If someone says it's the first date, let's have dinner, is that too intense for you?
No, I still think that's good. But I do agree that drinks is a very easy way to get into it first.
If you're just like on the fence, let's have a drink of what? Yeah, maybe water, a small drink.
It's not the guy being cheap a little bit, saying, I don't really want to pay for all the dinner. Let's just get a drink. It'll be a lot cheaper for me.
I don't feel that way, but I'm the guy. Morgan number two?
I do almost prefer the drinks because I almost don't want them to buy me dinner. Because if I don't like them later, I do kind of feel bad that they bought me dinner and I'm like, I don't really want to go out with you again.
Yeah.
I feel like dinner, you're just stuck for a long time.
Yeah.
Because you have to sit and talk pre.
Do people ever say you want to meet for an appetizer anymore?
Little fried pickles,
no,
mozzarella sticks.
But, Amy, you can do, hey, go to a tapas place.
Yeah.
That's just basically appetizers.
Tapas.
Okay. Tapas. Okay,
sorry.
Yes.
Sorry,
yeah, you could do tapas. So, I guess if the drink goes well, you could order a tapa.
There you go. You could. And did we answer her question in the mailbag?
We did. She said, I know Bobby doesn't drink at all, so what does he do when the go-to suggestion is grab a drink? And I feel like you answered that. You get there early. You talk to the bartender. You say, keep them coming.
I get it something fruity that looks like a drink.
Yeah.
I have a whole conversation. I hand him a note. Yes.
So, yeah. There you go, Samantha. I hope that helps.
It didn't. Mine didn't help. Morgan number two's did.
I think that's both why of I brought her in.
I'm nutty. I'm crazy.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And that was Bobby's Mailbag.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Our video producer, Eddie, submitted a demo to our minor league baseball team here in town.
Yeah.
You want to hear some of the demo?
I do.
Because he wants to sing before a game. I won't play it all.
This is a little embarrassing.
How did you record this?
Here. I just waited for you guys to all leave the room, and I was like,
and then you sang it to a microphone?
Hit record, and I sang it right here where I sit every day.
Okay, here's some of his demo.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light.
Pretty good.
Yeah. Is there some sort of a...
I put a little reverb on it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I hear it. I hear it. It doesn't sound bad, though. I think it sounds really good.
Yeah, it does
Thank
sound
you.
Good.
It sounds legit.
Thank you. And it is nerve-wracking sending that out. I mean, I don't... You know, I sing with you, Bones, and we have a band and all, but I've never done this kind of thing before.
Well, you sent it off, and how long until you heard back from them?
Oh, a month and a half. It's been a while.
At that point, you were like, it's just a no if it's a month and a half.
They're not answering back. It's like, it's fine. I get it. Like, that's not my first thing. I'm not trying to be a singer or anything.
Then what happens?
Then I hear back.
And do they call you or email you?
No, they emailed me.
What's it say?
And the email said, we got your demo, we've reviewed it, and we've accepted it.
Ah!
And we want you to come sing!
Wow.
Guys, and it's coming up fast.
When are you singing?
Next week.
Wait, what?
It's the 18th.
Of April?
Oh.
Of April.
Whoa!
It's Thursday.
I thought it was
the 17th.
Dude, I'm there because I'm here.
Are you here?
I happen to be in town.
Let me double check.
And I'm never in town.
I thought it was the 17th, and that's a Wednesday.
Thursday the 18th is what the email
says.
I'm
there.
Alrighty.
Yeah, baby!
I'm there.
So how exciting is that?
That's super cool.
Do you think I'm going to nail it?
I don't. I hope that you don't think you have to nail it, because you don't.
Yeah, what's the thing that you always say about you're like...
Singing the national anthem is almost like singing to church. Go make a joyful noise and respect it.
Okay.
And then everybody's wonderful with it.
But it's not like me, like my concert playing at like Madison Square Garden. It's like, don't look at it like that.
I think you need to slow your roll a little bit.
Oh.
Wow.
And you'll do a good job.
Because this is a big deal for me.
Next Thursday, the 18th.
Yeah.
Come on, there he is.
Awesome.
Our video producer.
And you know what?
That's good, man.
Lunchbox was supposed to throw the first pitch, but he bailed out.
What?
I did.
Yeah, they said that you bailed out. Email was like, oh, we even tried to get Lunchbox.
I'll throw it. Tell them I'll throw the first
pitch. Will you do it, really?
Yeah. If you're going to sing, I'll throw the
first
pitch.
I will send that email right now.
Because I'll be there.
Oh, that'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. This is great.
If you want me to, I don't want to be like, Bobby's coming to the... I'm not trying to... But if you...
This is what we do. We do things together. So, yes, I'll sing, you pitch, play ball.
I also want to pitch in the game, though.
Oh.
The third inning.
You want to start?
The third inning.
I'll mention that.
Yeah, let me know. I'll do it if they want me to do it.
Okay.
All right. That's pretty cool, huh?
Love it.
All right, guys. Bobby Bone, come on. This woman has food poisoning, and that is just an awful feeling. Nothing you can do. Head hurts, stomach hurts. Ugh. And she's like, I have terrible food poisoning. Until she gave birth.
Oh, wow. So she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm. Patricia Crawford, a New Jersey woman, thought she had food poisoning, spent the night in the bathroom with tummy troubles, and then at 5 a.m. her son was born.
Golly. This happens, and it's so crazy. Every time it happens, it's so bizarre.
She said she didn't have any pregnancy symptoms over the 9 months, aside from the occasional stomach pain. Said she may have felt a flutter, but it was like, I thought it was gas.
But I mean, I just see how big bellies get. Some, like the baby, like there's no denying that someone is like 9 months pregnant. And then...
And I wonder that moment, too, where it goes from, am I about to do number two, to there's a baby head.
It's probably a different feeling, I would think.
But it's like, oh my, that's, what, huh?
I know.
Crazy,
I wonder if my friend that this happened to, she would be willing, I mean, I haven't talked to her in years.
I'd love for you to get her on the phone.
I mean, I would have tracked her down. She's my friend from college. This legit happened to her, and she was in the bathroom, didn't know she was pregnant. Next thing you know, baby came out.
There you have it.
But her uterus is really set far back.
Yeah, mine too. Amy, what's happening today?
Today, just... No meetings or anything crazy. Ballet day. Wednesday's ballet day.
Oh, how you been practicing?
Oh, I don't practice. My daughter does. Oh. But she's
been
funny.
Eddie. Amy's been doing ballet too, secretly.
Yeah, we didn't
And all
know.
Of a sudden she comes out like... Dun, 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 dun.
No,
Watch
but
this,
I
guys.
Do try to work with my daughter on it. But she's getting... She's really enjoying soccer, which is a 180 because she was not liking it. And now she is. And then ballet's kind of getting there. And then Eddie, she loves the keyboard. Did you know it makes all kinds of noises?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like there's buttons you can program and it's like, it makes sounds.
And you can do beats. Yeah,
does
exactly.
Beats. She's
Ross used to play them on Friends and it was like, I was in a band.
Working on my music.
And then
you press it.
Yeah, and it'd be like, hey, huh?
Yeah. Remember that.
Yeah.
So thank you, Eddie. It was awesome.
You're welcome.
For that. What about you, Bobby?
Well, my back has been killing me, right? Like, it's getting a little better at times and it flares up again. I was flying all day yesterday. So I had lined up a massage, and little did I know I booked a whole spa package and not just a massage. So apparently I'm going in to get a massage, but they're also going to give me a facial.
What?
And
I'm gonna go.
And then they would get doing something else too. And so I was like, you know what? Why not? So I got some. I'm gonna work out and stuff, and I have some other little writing stuff to do. But that's
we
the show
do
today.
A spa day. That'd be fun.
I'm just gonna go. And
nobody else. Just hey, relax.
Just it's like I should have noticed when it was 2 hours and 30 minutes. But I've never done that before, so we'll see how it goes.
You're going to like it.
I hope so. I may never
come
back.
You deserve it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I wish it wasn't on a weekday, though, because now I'd work. We'll see how it goes. All right, thank you all. Lunchbox, what's up today?
Ooh, I may go watch my co-ed soccer team play since I'm still on the injured list with the bone spur and watch Survivor.
They probably love your support.
Yeah.
Today, you can check out the Sore Losers podcast. Lunchbox, Eddie, Raymundo, they do a sports show called The Sore Losers. Look them up. After the show's over, go check them out. You guys do the show kind of right after the show, huh?
Exactly. Yep. Right after the show, knock it out.
Sore Losers on iHeartRadio, wherever you listen to your podcast. Thank you. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. Yeah.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.